stop the show. Oh, so is on the telephone. I'm Brett, and I just write the songs. And there's Marie from my band, she's here to sing along. These guests will take your breath away. Madonna, Obama, and Sting. But, none of them are here today. So we're Jason, now we've come this far. Just one question. What's a miracle?
Welcome along. This is episode 11 of the Milk Bar. Jason and Zoe with you once more.
This is episode 11, isn't it? I was thinking it was 12.
No.
Definitely 11.
We're only on 11. You're just wishing your life away now. That's a whole week away from where we're sitting at the moment. You've got to remember that bit.
Lost count now.
The excitement is just getting
to Imagine when
it.
We get to 100.
Yes. That'd I'm imagining good. It. I'm dreading it, in fact, quite possibly. But there you go. I mean, the millions of fans who will be out there at that point, all wanting to know why on earth you're wearing that strange pink top you've got on tonight. What is that?
Why is it strange? It's a climacool.
It's a what?
Climacool for when you go running.
Do you often go running?
No, but I'm trying to look like I do. it's an illusion.
It's nearly working for me, but there you go. Zoe, are you well?
Yes, very well.
Other than the climacool, have you had a good week?
Yes, I've had a new job offer.
Ooh, that's exciting.
And I'm picking my car up at the weekend.
An exciting new car?
Yes.
At least new to you?
It is, new to me.
Uh-huh.
It's the same age as my son, to be fair, which is quite old.
Which one? The
17-year-old one, yeah.
There you go.
So it's quite nice, because it's the year he was born, but still.
It's a classic.
Yeah, it is. No, it's very nice. It's been very well looked after.
Your son or the car?
No, the car. Well, both of them, really.
Your son you've not really cared for, have you? But there we go. Right, coming up on the Milk Bar today, here we have Brett Huckfield and Marie. Say hello.
Hello.
I don't know Marie's surname.
I was going to say, why does Brett get a full introduction with his surname?
Marie's got a hat. Doesn't. What else does she need? Marie, what's your surname? Timmins. Michelle got a name wrong there. Marie Timmins. So there we go. You're both here. We'll be hearing from you in a bit.
Funny you say Michelle Timmins. I went to school with someone called Michelle Timmins. How scary is that?
It's very frightening.
Yes.
I'll have a lie down now. And we have guests joining us on the phone. Fingers crossed we'll be able to talk to Charlotte Fletcher, who I've lined up on the phone because she's a makeup artist.
Mm. You're hinting, Jason.
I think you might need help in that department.
That's why I'm in radio and not television.
Yeah, because you can go away wearing a climber cool. Charlotte should be joining us on the phone. But you have lined up our first guest, so Zoe, who do we have on the phone?
It is Mr. Greg Stokes.
Hello, Greg.
Oh, yeah, you all right?
I'm all right, how are you?
I'm fine, thanks.
And Zoe's now going to tell us what it is you do.
Yes, well, you're associated to the Cates Hill Press. I feel like this is your life. And you arrange all sorts of evenings around the West Midlands to do with poetry and music and all that sort of thing. And I know you've gone on to a very exciting venture, which I thought sounded rather funny. So perhaps in a few weeks' time we can get you back on again to go through that, because it's going to be... It's a comedy act, and I like my comedy.
That's to follow. But yes. Explain what's going on now, then.
So what are you up to at the minute, then, Greg?
Over a number of years, I've been organising live literature events, mainly at the Lamp Tavern in Dudley. We started off with the... we called it the Alternative Black Country Night Out. And what we tried to do was get poets and storytellers with a bit of music on and tell a bit of an edge to it. And it's very exciting. And that's gone through various changes and various guises over the years. And at the moment, I'm teamed up with two great poets, Brendan Hawthorne and Jeff Stevens. And we're basically going to rejig the shows to make them more... sketch-based, so it'll be sort of like sketch-based comedy as well as the poetry and storytelling dovetailing into that. And at the moment we're in the writing stage. We have got, there will be a show at St Luke's Church Hall in Wensley on the 3rd of October where some of the new material will get a bit of an airing, but basically we're hoping to maybe do our first show just before Christmas, so I can get back to you and let you know details of that when we've got that up and running.
Yeah, I know you said it was going to be sort of along the same lines as the Goons, who I used to find quite funny when I was little.
Mm-hmm. were you listening to them in the 50s then?
Well, but the repeats.
Oh, the repeats. You've been listening to BBC 7, haven't you? Yeah. I just thought there wasn't something that weren't mentioning about your age. You've got a radio age and one in real life.
Yes,
there we go. So where did all this come from then? I suppose a development into sketch-based comedy. Did it seem just natural?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, we try and fit sort of serious stuff into some of the shows, but what goes down best is the comedy. So the best received material has always been comedy based, and I think we're all comfortable with doing that, and happiest doing that without losing sight of you know, there can be a message underlying it all, but it seemed a natural progression to us. And also, I think with like reality based television and what have you, we're sort of like we're losing as a culture some of that absolutely vintage comedy stuff that was sketch based and actually started on radio. And so what we're going to call the team is Wind Up Radio. So it will be, although it will be live performances, it will be as if it was a radio show.
And I suppose there's a whole of the markets for that sort of work out there as well, because there are many comedy sketch podcasts out there. I mean, obviously, we're doing a bit of a chat and we're only available on the internet. But there's a lot of that sort of thing. And it's good to be part of the quality end of that, because there's some right rubbish if you search through iTunes. And so to hear someone doing it and doing it well because they've had to work it in front of a real audience, that could be another great outlet for you, couldn't it?
That's what we're hoping, yeah. Because we think we know... see, with poetry, you could go somewhere any night of the week and see live poetry, but that's mostly poetry for poets, and it'll be like the audience will all be poets. We've always felt that you got to reach a wider audience with your material, and when we have managed to hit a wider audience, it has gone down really well, and people have enjoyed it. So we're hoping to sort of like not reinvent the wheel, but sort of like get it spinning again, so to speak.
Is it going to be based on poetry then, your sketches that you're going to be doing?
Comedy in verse would be quite good fun.
Well, that's what I was thinking, you see. I thought that would be quite amusing.
Well, no, I think that, like I say, they are dialogue based, but I think we would still want to give a platform to Brendan and Jeff's verse and other people's. I mean, they do both standard English and dialect stuff. I'm a storyteller myself, and a lot of my dialogue is in dialect, but again, sort of like I'll flip between standard English and dialect. And basically what we want to try and do is not replace the likes of Enoch and Eli. You know, there's a place for that and people love it, but we want to say, well, actually, you know, as a culture in the Black Country, there is a modern voice that expresses it differently now, and that we want to try and get in on that as well.
You know, when you first started them up, what idea was there behind it? Is it just because you think there's not an outlet for it in the area? Is it because you're proud of the people that haven't got much of a voice, or is it just because you love doing it yourself?
A mixture of all three, probably, but I think the if you like, the brains behind, or the initial impetus behind it all, was a guy called Gary O'Dea, who's a songwriter, musician from Tipton, and his great belief was, the West Midlands and the Black Country in particular, it's always derided as, oh, they're all thick there, they haven't got anything to say, they're speaking these totally outrageous accent.
I've never noticed the accent, to be honest. I've never noticed Gary's accent either.
Yeah. No, nobody's got anything to say worthwhile, and said, well, actually we have, there's lots of people about who do, and we went out and did it, and we did 10 nights at the Lamp, and in the finish we were getting audiences of 100, so, and you couldn't have got any more in, so we count that as a success, and I think that was a good thing to do. So in answer to your question, it was all three. It was, yeah, we like doing it, but knock us if you want, we know how to have a laugh, and we can produce quality stuff that people actually like, that isn't just for other poets.
Yeah, I have noticed that on TV programmes, to be fair. The one with the West Midlands accent always seems to be the one that's either a criminal or they're not very intelligent.
The criminals always fit.
Right. Yeah.
And Zoe gets to be both wearing the criminal outfit on, and she's not that bright. I'm impressed.
Do I look like a chav today?
James? Only slightly. The fact that even your little jogging top doesn't quite clashes no, with this, everything.
Yes, it does. I must admit, I was in two minds about the top.
And you're sitting there with half off your shoulder. Your hair all over the place, and your socks don't match.
You know you like it, Jason.
It's an amazing look.
It's a comfortable look.
It's well worn. Not well worn. But anyway, back to the plot.
I'm going to... Ooh. Thump you.
I'm glad you did the milk bar for me. That's all I can say. So, where can we find out more? I take it there's details online of your forthcoming events.
Well, it'll all unfold in the next couple of months, really. I mean, we have actually got a wind-up radio website, but I can't for the life of me remember the address of it because we haven't put anything on it yet, so it's just got a site in construction.
Right.
I've got a website, the Kate's Hill Press, which I haven't kateshillpress.co.uk, which I haven't updated for a long time.
So
I'll be putting on stuff on there in the next few weeks, really.
After you get off the phone, that's your next task, is to
get it advertised.
Yes.
And nearer the time, do come back to us as well.
I will do.
I think that would be really funny to get all three of you in and do like a little sketch or a couple of sketches.
That'd be great.
Yes.
And come and take over the milk bar and bring us a bit of comedy. That sounds like a particularly good plan.
It is.
Yeah, I look forward to it.
Well, good luck with it.
Thanks very much.
It should be quite a treat. Ongoing events, though, you've got the Lamb Tavern. When's the next one down there?
Well, the next one actually is at St Luke's. In Wednesbury on the 3rd of October, 7:30.
3rd of October, St Luke's in Wednesbury. If people want to come along to that one, tickets on the door?
Yeah.
Okay, simple as that. Pop along and pop it in the diary now and you could be amused and have some poetry thrown at you, but you don't have to be a poet to appreciate it, which I think is an important thing because sometimes...
I do like poetry, and if you listen to poets, always have
lyrics.
No, they always have really nice voices as well, like storytellers and poets when they start...
Might be a requirement for the job, mightn't it?
Well, that's it, yeah. But I always think it's much better for the poet or the story writer that's written it to actually recite it. I always think that sounds really
better. It is better when they want to draw another own pieces, isn't it? Because they know where all the ups and downs of the passion have got to come from. Greg Stokes, Cats Hill Press, thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
Good luck with it all going on. And just remind us of that date again at St Luke's.
3rd of October.
Simply pop down there, 7:30. And how much is it to get in?
Now you've asked me. I think it's just a couple of quid.
But it's
couple
not
of
much.
Quid. Yeah, it should be a good value night out. Sounds good to me. Greg, thanks again for joining us.
Okay, thanks then. Cheers.
Bye.
Right, bye. Now. Okay, lovely bloke. And it sounds quite good fun on the whole poetry front as well.
Yes, I do want to get him back into that little sketch because I think that'd be quite funny.
I look forward to that one coming up sometime towards the end of the year here in the Milk Bar. So do keep, make sure you're locked onto us, whether you're downloading us via iTunes and have subscribed there or you're subscribing on Podbean, which is the easiest way to track us down, or whether you searched on Google and found us as if by magic because you were looking for the one and only Zoe Turner.
Mark it in your diary.
Yes, make sure you get along. And the competition's ongoing as well, isn't it?
Yes, we've got 1 week, is it, left on that one?
We will not announce it next week. It'll be the week after when we let everyone who knows who's won. It'll be the actual end of the first full week of September when you can find out who's won passes. One pass, a week-long pass to go along to Fitness First in Cannock.
And the half an hour with Ben...
Bates, yes. Singular, just
Bates.
The one of him.
BB,
yes,
Ben Bates.
That's the one, and you could be going down there. If you can tell us approximately how many Fitness First clubs there are in the UK, email it along to...
Oh, I can't remember that.
The Milk Bar Podcast at googlemail.com. And just let us know your name as well. And you will need to go along to Cannock, so you've got to be somewhere near the Midlands. No travelling expenses are included. And that would be the club where you would need to go for the half-hour PT session with Ben as well. And you never know, if you like it, you can join up. And
permanently, yes.
You could be there. You could wear one of those nice little outfits that I've forgotten the name of that Zoe's got on tonight. So Climacool. They saw you coming with that one.
No, it's to stop you sweating when you're working out, is it?
Yeah, you've barely worked up a sweat ever in your life, have you?
No, it's in preparation for all the stairs we have to climb to get here.
Ah, because we are at the top of a big tower, yes. Okay, you're very peculiar today. But there we are. Right, shall we move on to some music?
Yes, please.
Okay, in the studio, in the Milk Bar, we have got Brett Huckfield and Marie Timmins, and we shall bring them back in and say hello again.
Hi.
All right, we'll have some music from you, and then we'll have a chat. Okay, that sound like a plan?
That sounds like a good plan to me.
Okay, what are you going to perform?
I'm going to perform my single Here Again.
Okay, so this is available to download on iTunes, I know.
It certainly is.
So let's hear it in the live version in the Milk Bar. Take it away.
2, 3, 4. You touch my soul, I hold you close. Lover's dream and passion's ghost. It's been so long, but I don't know what kept these moments from this feeling. Should Sunday morning take me home beneath the skies before the dawn, I will find the places that love grows like Sunday morning long ago. You lie in the dark, you hide in the sparks, you've broken my heart, but I'm here again. I'm here again. You lie in the cold, you know what you know. We come and we go, but I'm here again. I'm here again. But time goes on, and tears are gone. At the river drive in the desert sun, I walk away, so let me run back to your arms and watch night leaving. For someday all this will be done, no more chances to get it wrong. Or tell me why you wait so long. For someday all this will be gone. You lie in the dark, you hide in the spots, you've broken my heart, but I'm here.
Well done.
Brett and Marie, that was brilliant. Enjoyed that. Thank you for that one.
Oh, thanks.
And Marie, do you get to feature on the single that is available to download?
I don't know.
So a special exclusive version, that's the important part.
I'm a terrible man. I tend to sing and play all the parts myself, and you know, no one else gets a look
in. Overlayering in the studio. That's shocking, but there you go. Now, your musical career has been going on for quite some time now, and a lot of it's been based around songwriting competitions in itself, hasn't it? And you've had some really good successes in the past.
That's it. I started out sort of songwriting in about 2000, 2001, and then I won the Plymouth International Songwriting Competition or something like that. Don't ask me exactly what it was.
You had the prize money, that's all that counts.
That's the one for me.
Excellent. So you've got a song that you're currently working on that I believe is going off to another competition now, haven't you?
Oh, who have you been talking to?
I've been hearing stories. Can we talk about this yet or not? Is it all?
Well, yes, I did. I mean, I haven't, to be honest, there was only the one songwriting competition that I actually entered ever, and I won, strangely enough. What are the odds? But yeah, there is another song that I've been working on. I'm not going to do it today.
Right.
But, you know, if you ask me back.
Okay, well, that sounds like a deal. So there is another one which could be out there sometime soon. And, I mean, with the music, obviously, It's awkward for any artist these days getting bookings and getting to work so many places because everybody wants to be a star. And I mean, are you doing much by the way of public performances at the minute?
Oh yes. Well, the thing was, I've got a few sort of singles and an album lined up for the end of the year. And the single that I just played is going quite well, and which is a good thing because I turned down some good offers to do that on my own because I'm mad like that. But yeah, it's sort of all coming together. And I thought, what I'll do to test the material out before we really take it out in front of the audiences in the autumn is we'll sneak off unannounced. I'm not going to tell people I've had publishing deals. I'm not going to tell people what I've done, anything like that. Mm-hmm. We're just going to turn up with everybody else and we're just going to play and see how the songs go down, you know, with people who just don't know me.
Mm-hmm.
And obviously they threw a lot of stuff at it. No.
A few eggs and cabbages.
It went down frighteningly well. We've had people singing along to the songs who've never heard them before. It's like, well, you know, that's what I wanted. That's the best feedback.
It's not that it's somebody else's song and you've pinched it from somebody.
Yeah. I don't think so. Not the one we just heard, for definite. No. All
they
good
tend to take that very seriously in legal circles.
Yeah. So no copyright infringement, but some great tunes and a really good reaction to it.
Yes, congrats.
Well, we will have another song from you a little bit later on, so stay with us. And we will be unleashing you on the listening public that are tuned into the Milk Bar a bit later on, okay?
Woo!
Smashing. Right, now we go to the telephones once more, and it's not Charlotte Fletcher. We've not been able to get hold of our makeup lady,
Jason.
Have we? This is the way it goes sometimes.
I was waiting for those makeup tips as well.
You need something. Well, young lady who can give you tips on getting young men naked, who you might quite enjoy talking to, is Tracy Rogers. Hello.
Hello.
How are you? Oh, very loud. How are you doing?
Not too bad, thank you.
Now, you're a young lady who organises a number of charity events throughout the year, all for very good causes. What have you recently been raising money for?
We recently raised money for a local lad that sort of, his family, for them to have an holiday. He passed away quite young, and we raised a bit of money for them to go away. And the time before that was Catherine Hospice at Stafford and St Giles and things like that.
So loads of good causes throughout the Midlands area.
Yep.
And the last event involved naked young men, isn't it? And I'm amazed Zoe didn't track it down.
That one?
Yeah, these guys got their kit off and you could have given them money for it and everything.
In the West Midlands area. Is it like where you poke it down the pants? The money? Money? Think,
Tracy, you can answer that. If they want to go for it again, we can send Zoe over, but there we are.
They did try, but they were a little bit limited because of the club where there was, like, you know, obviously.
Okay, let's probably...
those pound coins probably did it.
They can chafe, apparently, but there we are. So what's your next event? And Zoe's already intrigued as to whether it involves nudity.
Yes, it does. We've got just a small charity do in a couple of weeks' time, just for a local football club that we're trying to raise money for, so they can sort of, you know, get on the way and that. And it's a 70s night, and there will be like three lads stripping as well. They're very young. And then the next one is the Halloween do, which we're doing for Acorns Children's Hospice at Walsall, and that's in October.
And on the 31st, is it?
Yeah.
Aha, the Saturday night. So what's involved in both of those? Because Zoe wants to know, probably, about these guys getting the kit off. How far are they going this time?
Okay, only down to the pants.
See, Zoe, you need your pants.
Pants, though, that could be enough.
Well, we can always, we can arrange that, definitely. but they, you know, they're quite good sports. The two lads that are doing it are in the football team, and the other one is a good friend. And he's sort of in the RAF and he's home, so he's going to join in and help them do it.
That sounds good. I was going to say, actually, my husband helps run a football team and we're trying to raise money at the minute, so that could be an idea.
Do not
for
get
us.
Your husband to take his clothes off.
Oh, no, I wasn't thinking of my husband.
Yeah. Well, we usually do it for local charities, for cancer and that, but because my son's in the football team and they know, obviously, we raise a lot of money, then I could help. I don't mind. I mean, it's not going to be as big as what we normally do, but...
it's not your son doing the stripping, is it? I feel a bit awful.
Well, they want him. They want him to, but I think he doesn't want to. So I think it'll probably be his friends.
But he has been there before, hasn't he?
He has been there, yeah. And they've also did. They also did a Nike calendar for charity, which was very good as well.
How old are they all?
They range from 19 up to 24.
Oh, that's not so bad then.
Yeah. So just the right age for you, though, yeah?
Yeah.
Older than your son, so you're allowed to lecture.
Yeah, well,
I think that's the way it works. Okay, so where are these events, and how can people come along if they want to support you?
Right, okay, yeah. The football event, it will be at the Globe Pub in Exford on September the 18th. Tickets are £5, and that includes, like, a small buffet and a 70s night, plus the lads.
Doing their
I think they're calling themselves the Globes Off Monty or something like that.
Right, okay.
And then, obviously, the next one is the Halloween do, and that's on the 31st of October, and that's at Burn Street Working Men's Club.
Okay, if people do want tickets for either of those, they can get in touch with you, can they?
Yeah, definitely, yeah.
And how would they do that?
They can give me a ring on 0781 77 64675.
Okay, that's 0781 77 64675.
Yeah, that's brilliant.
I think I've got the right number of digits in there.
That a bit complicated.
It was
it
wasn't the way I normally write a number down. 0781 77 64 675 is the way I do it normally. That adds up the digits in my head. Tracy Rogers, thank you for joining
us. Thank you very much. Thank you. Thank you.
Good luck with both events for half an hour. There we go. That's Tracy, and some worthwhile charities.
Well, that's
been
given supportive. Me a few ideas for our football team.
So, yeah, how old are your football team?
They do range from 17 up to about 24, so a few might be a bit too young.
So, those over the age of 18, you're not going to make them take their clothes off?
Over the age of 18, did you say?
Yeah.
Well, I suppose it's an age to start at, isn't it?
Where are you going to move them off after they've started? They're down to their boxers to start to begin with, and then you push them further.
No, we do need a bit of...
You have been CRB checked, haven't you?
No, I haven't.
we do
need a bit of fundraising, you see. So anything that's different like that, I think, would go really well.
Okay, so that might be something that you're now thinking of.
Yes, we've got a local cricket club down the road. I wonder if they'd be up for that. We've got a little stage as well.
You're away. Before you know it, you'll have a hot chocolate, you sexy thing on, and you'll
Oh, yes. You can come and compare, Jason.
I do not wish to hang around at that one, thank you very much. It wrecked me image, but there we go. Wholesome, that's what I am. And I'm shocked at you. No, actually, I'm not. I know what you like, but there we go. Right, we've got more music to come from Brett and Marie before we chuck everybody out back on the streets from the Milk Bar today.
It's very cold out there at the minute as well.
It is, and it's been very rainy, hasn't it?
We'll start doing hot milk now. It's edging into autumn.
Possibly.
Instead of just milkshakes.
Okay. I'd like to count the last time I actually managed to get a milkshake in this Milk Bar.
I know, it's very dry.
Yes, shocking, but there we go. Right, what have we got now? What are you going to sing for us this time around, Brett?
Oh, I think we ought to sing for you the song that did actually win me the songwriting competition.
Excellent, and what is it called?
It's called Watching the Waters.
And now, Marie, have you got a part to play on this one?
Yeah, I'm going to do
some singing and percussion. Brilliant, okay, so once more, live, performing live here in the Milk Bar, it's Brett Huckfield and Marie Timmins.
Waiting so hard on the maiden of spring, for the flowers she brings are my only protection. From the men without feel on the carousel wheel, watching the waters flowing by. She only knows of life as it grows, no bitter sweet memories and days that have ever been, of innocence lost in the cold morning frost, watching the waters going by. Summer, she comes with a heart full of fire, long forgotten days by the scar. Now I'm so hard on the maiden of spring, and watching the waters flowing by. But you looked at the shapes on the ground from afar, drawn in a circle, cut straight from the stars. And she smiled, for she knew something that I did not, watching the waters flowing by. Summer, she comes with a heart full of fire, long forgotten days.
tales by the score. Now I'm waiting so hard on the maiden of spring and watching the waters flowing by. Watching the waters flowing by. My maiden, she danced to a late summer song on a rusty red carpet through nights that too long. She cried and I knew our time had all but gone, watching the waters flowing by. Summer, she comes with a heart full of fire, long forgotten days by the score. Now I'm waiting so hard on the maiden of spring and watching the waters. Watching the waters go, watching the waters flowing by. Ha da 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 da. Watching the waters flowing by. Ha da 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 da. Watching the waters flowing by.
Brilliant.
Yes, you can see why that one won, can't you?
I can. Excellent tune. Well, thank you to you both. It's good to see you down here. Thanks for coming in.
Oh, it's been a pleasure.
Thanks for having us.
And are there any gigs that you're prepared to mention or anything you can plug
yes.
coming up?
Okay, you haven't asked me about my celebrity drummer yet.
Oh, okay. Well, tell us Jason. About the forthcoming gigs and the celebrity drummer then.
Now, it's funny you should mention that. on MySpace, I did get a message through last year, strangely enough, from somebody and saying, I really love your songs, Brett. Could I come and drum with you if you do any gigs around London? And I was saying, well, I thought, well, who's this? I'll look him up. And it only turned out to be one of Paul McCartney's drummers, didn't it?
Excellent.
So you never know if you come and see me play exactly who's going to be in the band. I'll probably be in it most of the time.
Yeah.
Nice if Paul McCartney came along with him as well.
Yeah, he could come and listen, couldn't he?
That would be pretty cool. But yes, you'll certainly be seeing a lot of me in the autumn, and Marie, and sometimes we'll be playing with the band as well, here, there, and everywhere we can.
And I take it your website will have that on? Have you got MySpace detailing your dudes?
Oh, certainly. The easiest place to get all the information is www.bretthookfield.com, and all the links are there to MySpace.
But spell Brett Hookfield for us, because it might make it tricky for everyone else.
Yes, it's trouble because the Americans all think I'm American. I've had a few problems with that. It's like, is that singer Brett Hookfield? And then they talk to me and they realise I've got a thick black country accent and it all goes a bit wrong. But yes, Brett Hookfield is BRETTHUCK Field. So that's www.bretthookfield.com.
And there's more of your tunes to listen to snippets of on there, is there?
Oh, there's loads of music, yes.
And the important bit is to buy things on iTunes, isn't it? Yes.
if you search
Brett Hookfield on iTunes, and there you go. You'll be available to download immediately.
That's it.
So
I'm all over Google.
As soon as
Google,
they've finished listening to us,
anything.
They can search for him.
Yes, it's that simple. Yes. Yeah. I think I heard most of what both of you were saying simultaneously then. I was very confused.
So we're all
now.
Excited today.
It's the thrill of it. It's that strange top thing you're wearing. Well, there you go. Right. Well, Brett and Marie, thank you so much for joining us. Zoe, thank you for popping along too.
Thank you very much.
Don't forget the competition is still open if you want to get involved. Zoe,
well worth it, believe me.
Recap the web address.
I can't remember the email address. You should write it down for me.
No, you should write in your best handwriting. If you want to send us along, let us know your name and how many approximately Fitness First clubs there are in the UK. Yeah. Send it along to the milkbarpodcast@googlemail.com. Do you want to do it now? Go and say it now.
No, I've forgotten it as soon as you've said it.
The milkbarpodcast@googlemail.com.
Okay.
And let us know who you are, where you are, and what the answer is to that little question. And you could be finding yourself with a week's pass.
More importantly, half an hour with Ben.
Yes, which Zoe would like to do.
Oh, that's putting off all the males from entering, isn't it? It's a very nice chap to have a little chat to as well, if you're a man.
Well, it's quite good for working on actually getting you the whole personal training thing,
yes,
which is the only reason he's there. You just want to let.
He does know his stuff.
Yeah.
So don't be put off if you're male by entering.
Yeah. Because you don't want Zoe just wants to watch him dance for half an hour. There we go. Well, thank you again, and we shall see you next week for more of the same. Zoe Turner, thank you very much.
I shall not wear my climber cool.
No, because it's not attractive in any way at all. Right, that's it. Ta-ra for now.
Bye-bye.
This song was here to end the show. So it was on the telephone. I'm Brett, I wasn't here on my own. There's Marie from my band, and now we're all going home.